Shabbat Shalom. In our Parsha this week, we get a little window into vows. So what happens if you say, I swear to God that I will. And the Torah says you have to uphold every time you say anything that sounds just like that, you have to follow through no matter what. Even if you can't, you have to find a way. So eventually, we developed a tradition every Yom Kippur of saying Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is the beginning of Yom Kippur. It is important enough that we thought it was worth making the fast longer because you start it very, very early. And it's a prayer in which we say one of two things. Either we say, depending on the text you use, either we say, every vow I made in this past year, I annul it, I didn't mean it, I'm not beholden to it. Or we say the opposite, every vow I'm going to make, every promise I make in the coming year, I'm not beholden to that. Now we're going to try a little experiment. We in the clergy, we're discussing the study source, and we want to find a way to include more of you in this moment. So I want everyone to start putting in your mindset Kol Nidre, and I want to hear a couple of stories from someone who loves Kol Nidre. Someone for that moment is a powerful, important moment. Someone who has a good experience, someone who likes that prayer, someone who is willing, when other people say, what do you like about Yom Kippur? They say, I like Kol Nidre. I hope we get one or two people. Tell me someone, I want to hear from someone who's had a good experience with that moment at the beginning of Yom Kippur. Don't be afraid, I'll come find you. Oh, sorry, waving at me. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I love Kol Nidre.
What do you love about it?
It's a good time to think about the past year and to think about what things you wish you had done differently and what you can change for the year ahead.
Excellent. So some people love Kol Nidre because it serves as that transition. You're doing everything else for the rest of the week, for the rest of the year, and we get a moment to really focus on everything that we didn't necessarily live up to, everything we didn't do right. Someone else who finds that moment to be powerful and exciting. I'll take the opposite. Someone who finds it challenging. Someone who finds Kol Nidre to be a really challenging moment. Okay, well, I'll share with you what I think many of you might be thinking. Either none of you come on Kol Nidre, and that's the beginning of the service, you wait till a little bit later to get there, or you're holding back because I want you to talk in front of everyone. So thank you very much to the mother of our bat mitzvah this morning. But the people find all kinds of reasons. It's an emotional moment. The music is so powerful that it made it to be like one of the main plot lines for a famous movie called The Jazz Singer. Kol Nidre is dramatically one of the most powerful liturgical moments in the year. And the rabbis couldn't stand it. The rabbis tried so hard to get rid of Kol Nidre, and I'll tell you why. When you make a promise, you're supposed to follow through. But you can go to a rabbinic court, there are a couple of ways you can annul a vow. Kol Nidre turns that idea on its head. The idea of Kol Nidre is that there are three Torahs standing in the place of three rabbis that are supposed to be the court. They're the ones who are there, and then each of us, in the presence of three Torahs, can annul our own vows. And it's equally problematic if we want to annul the vows from the past year or the coming year. Different laws are broken, but equally problematic. The rabbi said, no, please stop saying this. It's bad, it undermines Jewish law. And basically what happened is the people said, no, we are going to keep doing it. The people demanded it. In one of those rare but regular occasions, the Jewish people's voices rose up as one and said, this prayer is important and it matters. And that's why I love Kol Nidre. Because that, more often than not, is how Judaism is really lived. In a conversation between the rabbis who want to follow the law in such a way, who want to have it develop appropriate one step at a time, that people say, this is how we're practicing. And it pushes back and forth. But what's more, I love this because I think the people were right. about this moment, not because it actually might annul our vows. I don't think anyone after Kol Nidre feels like, whew, now I don't have to keep my promises. Thank goodness. But what it does for one moment before we start Yom Kippur is focus in on our power. We've all been in this moment where we want to tell someone, yes, I'm going to do that. We want them to believe us. We need them to believe us. We'll invoke whatever we can to convince them to believe these other people that, yes, we're going to do it. Whatever the thing is, if it's everything from unload the dishwasher to be a good brother, whatever the thing is. And we all know that the next day, suddenly we've forgotten to unload the dishwasher. We all know that sometimes we could be better siblings, whatever the thing is. Kol Nidre is a moment of realizing both the person we think we should be. It's a moment to think that there is an ideal version of ourselves that we should continue to aspire for, too. And it's a moment to breathe and realize this past year we didn't live up to it. And this coming year, we're probably not going to. But we have to continue to try harder and harder to try and be the person we already know we can and should be. So this Yom Kippur, this Kol Nidre, as we listen to those words, I hope we have a chance to look inside and figure out who is the person we know we can and should be. Shabbat Shalom.